For hours, they fought running battles in the streets. What began as an exchange of chants and insults quickly became much worse. At one point, pro-Mubarak supporters on horses and camels ploughed through the crowd using whips and sticks. A few were overpowered, pulled from the animal and beaten. We have no idea what may have happened to them. While some answered the call to prayer, the cameras picked up where crowds found opponents separated from their group. Soon, they were swallowed up in a sea of anger and hate. The army had initially kept both sides apart, but then allowed pro-Mubarak supporters into the square. The violence erupted soon after. While the fighting continued, there has been no hint of army intervention. Earlier, it had told people to leave the streets and head for home.
The armed forces are calling on you, not by force, but by the desire of love to Egypt. You demonstrated to express your demands, and it is you who is capable of restoring normal life to Egypt. We are for you, by you, and with you. We will continue to safeguard our great homeland, no matter what the challenges are. Egypt will live on, free, strong, and peaceful.
The anti-Mubarak camp say the government sent in supporters to disrupt what has been until now a peaceful protest. The Interior Ministry denies plainclothes security are involved. Standoffs are being reported in a number of side streets around the main square. Some openly goading the other side, dodging rocks and stones being thrown at them. Makeshift barricades are being used to advance positions. Speaking in London, the UN Secretary General condemned the violence.
I'm deeply concerned at the continuing violence in Egypt. I once again urge restraint to all the sides. And this is a very much unacceptable situation is happening. Any attack against the peaceful demonstrators is unacceptable, and I strongly condemn it.
There are no firm figures for the number of people injured during the fighting. The curfew in Cairo means nothing as thousands remain on the streets and the violence continues. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera.